Welcome to By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories, produced by Audiovisual Education. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories for free. It's easy! Jacob the Deceiver. Did God ever send a baby to your family? How exciting! Isaac, Abraham's son, and Rebecca must have been doubly joyful. God was going to give them twins. The babies struggled inside Rebecca. When she prayed, God said,
"Your two sons will lead two nations, and the younger one will be greater."
Usually the firstborn was greater. At last, the babies were born. The twins were not alike. Esau, the older boy, was very hairy and grew up to be a skillful hunter. Jacob was smooth-skinned and liked working around home. Father Isaac loved Esau best. Mother favored Jacob. One day, Esau was hungry.
"Give me food,"
he told Jacob.
"Sell me your birthright," demanded Jacob.
Esau did not care about God's promises to the firstborn. He made the deal with Jacob and sold him his birthright.
"Now I will head the family when our father dies," said Jacob.
God spoke to Isaac one night.
"I am the God of your father, Abraham. I am with you. I will bless your descendants."
Although Isaac worshipped God, his son Esau married two wives from the Hittites, a people who didn't care about God. Isaac grew old. He told Esau, "The special blessing was from father to firstborn." Esau hurried out to hunt. But Rebecca had overheard. She wanted Jacob to be blessed. Rebecca had a plan. While she quickly cooked the food Isaac loved, Jacob put on Esau's clothes and put hairy animal skins on his hands and neck. Isaac did not see well. Perhaps they could deceive him. Jacob brought the food to Isaac. Isaac said, after he had eaten the food, Isaac blessed the son, kneeling before him. Just after Jacob left, Esau came to Isaac. He said, Isaac knew he had been tricked. He cried. Esau's heart filled with hatred. He decided to kill Jacob. Rebecca heard Esau's threat.
"Go to your uncle's house," she told Jacob,
"until your brother forgets what you have done."
Isaac agreed that Jacob should seek a wife from his mother's family. So Jacob left home. That night, Jacob stopped to sleep with a stone for a pillow. Perhaps he was lonely, perhaps afraid, but he was not alone. God spoke to him in a wonderful dream.
"I am the God of your fathers, Abraham and Isaac. I am with you. I will give you this land. By your family, all the families of earth shall be blessed."
After God spoke, Jacob awoke. He was afraid. Jacob's uncle Laban welcomed him. Jacob loved his cousin Rachel and served Laban 7 years so he could marry her. But on the wedding night, Laban cheated Jacob.
"This is Leah, not Rachel,"
Jacob complained.
You tricked me.
The oldest daughter must be married first,
Laban said.
Now marry Rachel and serve me 7 more years.
Jacob agreed. Perhaps he remembered his own trickery towards Isaac and Esau. Jacob had 11 sons. As years passed, he longed to take his family back to Canaan. His parents were there, but so was Esau, who had vowed to kill him. Was it safe? One day, God told him to return. Jacob gathered his family and flock to set out for home. What a trip it was! Esau came to meet Jacob with 400 men. But he didn't hurt Jacob. He ran to meet Jacob and gave him a big hug. Jacob and Esau were friends again, and Jacob was safely home. Bye Kids, for Kids Bible Stories. In partnership with BibleForChildren.org, you can download more episodes of Bye Kids, for Kids Bible Stories for free. It's easy. It really makes a big difference.